We were talking to Lindor on the field afterwards. He said he didn't think it was so much the home run that really set the tone, but the at-bat. For you, just how much did the way that he approached that first at-bat set the tone for the rest of the group today?
Yeah, I think I said it in the middle of the game that not just because of the homer, but the way he attacked them, foul off a couple of pitches, laid off a couple of breaking balls, and then got a pitch and drove it. To kind of set the overall, we had really good at-bats up and down, and obviously Vientos with the big one. But especially as a pitching staff, what they've done the past few games, and it's been hard on a bullpen day where you don't know what you're going to be facing. For us to get the first one across the board was important.
You know, at this point with Vientos, does it surprise you at all the way that he's able to come through consistently in his first postseason?
Not really. His ability to slow the game down, you could see it calm, under control. He took pretty good breaking balls down in a way. And then just having the awareness of the situation and what the pitcher is trying to do to him in 3-2, not trying to do too much, staying on the big part of the field, and got a fastball that he was able to, because the power is real, you know. And you didn't see a big swing. It was, let me put it in play, let me stay on the big part of the ballpark, and he was able to drive that one. And then you see the next at bat against a lefty, just going the other way with ease and just shoot that ball the other way. So that's a sign of not only a good hitter, but someone there is maturing and is under control. It doesn't matter the situation.
Okay, next question. We go here, Dave.
Just like what you said with Lindor's at bat, and even Vientos, who went to 9 pitches with his, do you just feel as those pitch counts get deeper, that Lindor and Vientos are going to wind up doing something big?
Yeah, and I think the way they were taking the pitches, you know, he was with ease, he was on time, ready for a pitch in your zone, but if he wasn't there, the way they took it, he was pretty telling. So regardless of the outcome, they put themselves in a good position there and foul off couple tough one, laid off couple tough one, and when they finally got one, they were able to drive it. So cool one there.
Okay, over on the right in the middle.
Hi, Carlos. Nick Selby, Sports Illustrated. What impressed you the most about Manaea today, and how important was it for him to get through at least 5 after using a lot of relief pitchers early last night?
Yeah, I thought he was really good. The one thing, he was on not only getting ahead, but staying on the attack, you know, and the, like, perfect example, the way he went after Otani, you know, the first couple of at-bats. I thought everything was working, whether it was the fastball, the changeup, the sweeper, but he made pitches, you know, in the zone. He stayed in the attack. They control the strike zone. As a team, they don't chase. So not only you have to get ahead, but you have to execute in the zone to be able to get them. Yeah, it was important for him to go to the 6, even though after the first couple of walks, gets a ground ball and wouldn't make a play. It was really good for Manaea today.
Can we go back to Dave?
Carlos, you can see how you wanted to map things out in that game. Obviously, after Sean, you had to accelerate your plans a little bit, probably. And through that, just the way you mapped it out from going to Phil to Stanek to Dave.
Yeah, I think the key was after we score and we got up 6-0, the key was for Sean to continue to shut down their offense, you know, continue to just give us zeros. And he gave that homer to Muncy, but for him to go out there for the 6, and like I said, after the couple of walks, he got a ground ball where we couldn't make a play. At that point, you know, obviously going to the bullpen, but they did a hell of a job, Phil. You know, got that pop-up ground ball, gets through P, and then, you know, he gets that ground ball with Kike, and we turn the double play. He goes back out there and give us an out, and then for Stanek, you know, for him to not only get the last 2 in the 7th, but 2 more in the 8th to be able to give the ball to Diaz today, you know, was kind of, you know, how I envision it going in the game today. It doesn't always going to work out that way. I'm just glad that they came through big time today, and especially Diaz for the last 4 outs.
Go back over here, Steve.
You know, when you talk about Manaea needing to execute in the zone against this team, the first at bat, you don't see Shohei Ohtani that late on a fastball, basically right down the middle, that often. What did that one swing tell you about how Sean's stuff was coming out and looking today?
It's a tough at bat. It's a different look. He's, you know, across his body, especially left on left, low arm slot, and he's hard to pick that up. And when you see one of the best hitters in the game take pitches like that, and then the way he swung for strike three, the second at bat, I think it was, it's like, man, he's having a hard time seeing him. I don't think you see Ohtani look that way too often. That's what Sean does. It's a tough look, and I'm just glad that he was able to give us a chance to win a game today.
Okay, back to Mike.
Carlos, you got a little bit of it last week, but what's it mean now to you to be going home for these next three?
Yeah, it was an important game today, especially after the way we played last night, and then they outplayed us pretty much yesterday. You know, they came out aggressive, and they kept putting on us, and it was a quick turnaround, but we've done that the whole year. We, you know, we get punched in the face, and we continue to find ways to get back up, and it'll continue to be that way, you know. It was good to get this one here. Now we get an opportunity to go home and play three there in front of our fan base, expecting to be packed and electric and loud, and but it's going to be fun.
Okay, take two more. Take Russ.
Carlos, when you have a team that goes bullpen game against you, you're going to get a lot of different looks, obviously. Do you feel like because of your team's offensive profile and using the big part of the field, it allows you guys to kind of do a little bit more damage than, you know, if you had a team that just tries to slug?
Yeah, 100%. And we did it against the Brewers, one of the best bullpens in the league, right? And we're facing one of the best bullpens in the league here too. But because there's a lot of different ways we can create and we can attack, whether it's not only by hitting the ball out of the ballpark, but taking our walks, putting the ball in play, going the other way when we need to, just make things happen. Is what makes this lineup a deep lineup. And when you're facing a bullpen day, you know, I think it's important to not only, because it's hard to game plan, but you got to go out there and make adjustments and take what the game is giving you, whether it's putting the ball in play, moving a guy over, getting a guy in. Those are the little things that you have to do to win baseball game here in playoff when you're facing elite pitching staff.
Okay, last question, Dave.
Carlos, you mentioned Diaz before, and you went to get him for the four-out save. How do you feel like he finished as strong as he finished today? I know we've gone outing to outing with him sometimes. He's admitted to maybe having a little difficulty at some point. But the way he finished today was as strong as I think he's done, right?
You're 100% right. And I think he was under control. You know, he was able to slow the game down, made pitches to get Kike in the eighth after the double steal. You know, he got that last out. And then the first two guys get on, and you could tell. Once he got Mookie, especially using his fastball, he was throwing strikes. It was a good sign, and I've been saying it. We're going to need him. In order for us to get to where we're going to get, we're going to need Edwin Diaz, and he will continue to step up.